Hey. Welcome to Ambassador for Christ. This is your host, Wilbur Davis. And I hope y'all having a blessed day. Thank you, Jesus, for that. Yes, sir. Today, we're going to call this one Chasing Heaven. Yes, sir. Chasing Heaven. You know what I mean? Yeah. There's a lot of things we like to chase. But for most, heaven is not one of them. And for years, and a lot of time wasted in my life, you know, I can say I was one of those individuals that didn't do that, you know. Instead of running to God, I ran from God, you know what I'm saying? Because I was chosen, and I know this, you know. I knew this from my childhood. My mom used to tell me. Mom used to tell me that, you know. And I just ignored her, you know. Anyway, my point is, true life is invested in Christ, not in the world. You know, that's the reason, you know, a lot of people go through, you know, divorces and, you know, have problems with their mindsets, you know what I mean by that, you know, like, you know, you have to go through adversity and challenges such as, you know, like, not being able to control your thoughts, strongholds, depression and stressing out, things of that nature, you know. Because until we figure out that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, then we'll always come up short from our own thinking and our own ways of living. Because we don't know how to give our self in our life the correct advice and wisdom it requires to live. You know, that's why God says, meditate on my precepts day and night. You know, that way you won't have to channel through that negativity and that drama and the way of the world on our own, because we're not strong enough to do it anyway. I mean, who wouldn't want to, I mean, just look in the sky. You see the sun, you see the clouds, you know, you see the stars. You know, and it gives you an understanding of seeing how special you really are, and how much that we are actually loved. You know what I mean? And what we're a part of. Man, that's big, and I just thank God for choosing me to be part of that. Alongside going to live with Him for eternity and experiencing the new world, the new Jerusalem. God is awesome. You just have to give Him the chance, and you have to learn how to wait on Him. And believe in Him. You know, you gotta do things His way. It ain't about us. It's about Him. Praising and worshiping God. Got to learn how to have heaven on earth. You know. Oh no, we want to change it all up. We feel like we need to go on and hustle and do all this here and hit the back streets and do things backwards instead of having a constructive lifestyle. We rather create a destructive pattern of living, and that's not how it goes. It took me a long time to figure that out, you know. You know, I didn't figure that out overnight. Please believe that. I had some things to go through, and I had some challenges and some trials and tribulations to get in check. Please believe that. But my God has came through and saved my life, and I am very appreciative for that. Oh God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I stuck through it all. You saved me. I came to understand. You gave me wisdom. I came to know Him, to know God. He walked with me daily. He's not just my Lord, my King, and my God. He's also my friend. He's all that. And so, y'all keep y'all head up and chase heaven. Because there ain't no other life outside of it. You can believe that. Chase the unseen. Not the seen. Chase the unseen. You know, have faith. You know, trust Jesus. Woo! And things turn out to be so much better. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my life. Hallelujah. Everybody stay prayed up. Keep your head up. In Jesus' name. Amen. Peace.